It's a big country morning at 94.5 Country. My name is Jim Daniels. That is Cole Swindell with Single Saturday Night. Well, coming up this Saturday night here in the capital city is someone way outside of the country music wheelhouse, but I've been a big fan of his ever since I was a little kid, and an uncle of mine gave me his greatest hits album. Alice Cooper is rolling into town this Saturday night, bringing Halloween a couple weeks early is one of the ways that I look at it. And actually, I went to see his show just shy of 2 weeks ago in St. Louis, and I'm so excited to have the chance to see it again right here in our very own town of Topeka. And I asked Alice, I was like, hey, you know what? You're going to be in town. I'm a huge fan. I know it's a country station, but will you join us? What did he say? No more Mr. Nice Guy, huh? Well, actually, the guy responsible for singing those songs, Alice Cooper, is a very nice guy. In fact, he's been kind enough to join me on the show this morning.
Hey, Jim.
Halloween arrives a couple of weeks early when shock rocker Alice Cooper rolls into town this Saturday. He'll be performing at the Stormont Vale Event Center. Well, Alice, first of all, welcome to town, and I want to say thank you for bringing your nightmare to us.
Kansas has always been a great rock audience for us. And we got Ace Frehley with us from Kiss. He opens the show and he's got a great band. I mean, it's really an amazing night of rock and roll.
Now, your people told me that they believe this may be your first interview on a country station. Well, once management gets wind of this, this might be my last interview on a country station. But you know a thing or two about asking for forgiveness rather than permission, right?
Well, here's the thing. There's such a thin line between country and rock at this point. I know as many, young country bands that are half rock and half country. Of course, the Alice Cooper show is going to be, like you said, a Halloween party. It's basically, in fact, I expect the audience to come in costume. I mean, if you're not going to get more Halloween than Alice Cooper and Ace Frehley. So even if you're not a rock band, the show is absolutely spectacular. And you're going to have the time of your life.
And well, when I told a few people that I was going to be talking with you, and they're like, why is Alice on a country station? And I'm like, look, you know what? He's been in the entertainment world long enough. I'm sure you've got some friends and some acquaintances from country music. Heck, I know you've made albums in Nashville or recorded songs down in Nashville before.
I've done the last two or three albums in Nashville. In fact, I'm doing the next two albums in Nashville. And, you know, I know all the guys there. I mean, Vince Gill played on one of my songs, and he played a guitar solo that just, I mean, it was just unbelievable on it because he used to be in a rock band.
Well, something else that I think country music fans can appreciate about Alice Cooper is you can say in general that country music fans are all about God, country, and family. And your show, yeah, in a very unique way, represents all of that.
Yeah. We're, very all-American. And at the same time, everybody knows I'm Christian. The character Alice Cooper is a villain, but he's a very humorous villain, I think. And the audience will totally get that. I think they'll get the comedy involved in it. But the band, I've got Nita Strauss, and you saw her play in St. Louis. She was voted guitarist of the decade, and she looks like a Victoria's Secret model and plays like Eddie Van Halen. And our drummer won Best Drummer in Rock. So, I mean, my band is just, like, matchless. I mean, there's nobody as good as these guys out there.
And I will say this. I've had the opportunity to meet your band before, and they are all incredibly kind and nice human beings. But I want you to go easy on Nita, because I have seen the video circulating online where you smack your cane on stage, it breaks, and pops her in the head.
She didn't even miss a note.
No.
She is a trooper. She had a nice knot on her head. I didn't even know that happened until the end of the show.
Well, hey, Alice Cooper, you've been very generous with your time this morning. You're probably itching to get out on the golf course or mix up some witch's brew or something or another, so I won't keep you any longer. But I just want to say, man, thank you for all the music, the mayhem, and the fun you've given fans over the years. And this Saturday night at the Stormont Vale Event Center here in Topeka, no doubt about it, it's going to be a wonderful nightmare. Thank you, man.
Oh, it's going to be great. If you haven't been to a Halloween party, an Alice Cooper Halloween party, and you're out there, you're missing something. This is a party.
And I will confirm and back that up because I've been to like 40 shows and I've really kind of lost track. But yeah, definitely a minion, no doubt about it. Well, hey, thank you for taking a chance on a country music station and doing this interview. I love you and have yourself a great day.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks. I'll see you soon.